The race to become Ohio's next governor now officially includes one Republican. Three Democrats declared their candidacy in recent weeks. On Monday, Congressman Jim Renacci said he was going to make a run at the office in 2018. Renacci took office in Congress in 2011 after a career as an entrepreneur. WOSU's Debbie Holmes asked him why he's running for governor now.
I've said all along, I came to Ohio 34 years ago as an individual who was looking for opportunity. When I came here, I saw the opportunity. I saw Ohio as a great place to raise a family, to start a business. I started a business, grew that businesses to where I created 1,500 jobs, employed 3,000 people, had the opportunity to live the American dream, and Ohio was very good to me.
Now, what do you think your skills are that you will bring then to be governor that will be effective for the state?
Well, operational skills, businessman skills, having to live within the rules that politicians make. I've had to live within those for 30 years, so I'll be able to take my skill set, real world skill set, and use that real world skill set to change things. I realize we have three big issues here in Ohio. We, the regulatory burden on families and businesses is an issue. We also have a tax burden, which is an issue where we need to simplify our tax code. We need to simplify it for families and business owners. And then my third big issue was I'm going to stop the pay for play politics that occur where individuals take donations from people and then they turn around and give them state contracts. That's going to end also.
Now, you were an early supporter of Donald Trump. Do you support what he's done so far, the executive orders that have come out, such as the travel ban on six Muslim-majority nations, also the wall proposal on the Mexican border?
Well, look, Donald Trump ran on a number of things he said he was going to do. He was elected, and now he's doing what he said. That's a businessman's mentality. They take politics out of the way, and they do what's right or what they believe is right, and the people elected him.
Now, President Trump's budget proposal calls for slashes in funding for the Great Lakes cleanup, as well as cuts in the Appalachian regional development efforts. Do you support those cuts?
Well, here's what I know. President Trump's budget is his budget. There'll be a House budget. There'll be a Senate budget. We'll have to look and see where we can compromise. I've already signed off on a letter asking for President Trump to look at those dollars on the Great Lakes. But I will also tell you, being on the budget committee in Washington, if we do nothing, we're going to add about $10 trillion to our debt.
Do you think you have enough name recognition throughout the state?
Well, look, everybody always talks about name recognition. Name recognition really comes from being a career politician. I'm a big believer that what I do have is accomplishment ID. At the end of this race, everybody will have same ID, name ID. But what's going to set me apart is my accomplishment ID, not my name ID.
What's your greatest accomplishment in Congress?
I've actually been able to get five or six bills passed out of Congress. I think that's important. The big issue in Washington is, though, your bills, you work your bills, and then leadership takes them and passes them through.
What bills are you talking about specifically?
Well, I've had a number of bills. The one bill basically is any IRS individual who goes after political targeting can be fired. That bill passed the House, Senate, was signed by the president. I've had another bill on identity theft, which has passed the House, the Senate, and was signed by President Obama.
Do you think you can raise as much money as the better-known Republicans who are suspected to be in this race, John Husted, Mike DeWine, and Mary Taylor?
Well, look, in the end, the people of Ohio will get to know me and my accomplishments. It's not all about money. I think there'll be enough resources behind me that will show that I'm going to be, that people will realize that I'll be competitive in this race, which is important. But in the end, we got to get past this name ID and money ID. We got to look at accomplishment ID. And I think that's the key.
I've been talking with Congressman Jim Renacci about his run for Ohio governor. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.